Sylvia. Sylvia's not her real name, but she's on strike today. How do you convince people like Jim to support the action that you're taking, Sylvia?
Good morning, Joel.
Morning.
Joel, could I first just express my sympathy for the tragedy at the lock there?
Absolutely. It puts everything into perspective.
Okay. The first thing I would like to say, Joel, is I took my job as a civil servant because I was attracted by the terms and conditions, which included my pension rights. I am grateful to have a job and a roof over my head. I can't afford to lose a day's pay today out striking, but what I can't afford to lose more is my pension. I have to retire at 67. I actually have multiple sclerosis, and for me to have to work those extra years, you know, it's going to be detrimental to my health. I am a realist. I've had to make my own cuts in my own outgoings because of the current economic climate. My mortgage payments have increased, but my wages have decreased and probably will decrease further. The gripe I kind of have, Joel, is why should I lose money because the bankers messed it up? No, no matter what anybody says, this whole crisis has been caused by the bankers. You know, I'm having to contribute more to bail the bankers out. That's a situation completely beyond my control. The government calls our strike futile. What is futile about me fighting my rights for my pension?
Do you feel it's a battle you can never win, though, Sylvia?
I wouldn't say it's a battle we can never win, but, you know, they're going on here about, but if you worked in the private sector. Well, with all due respect, I don't work in the private sector. I chose a job in the public sector, as I say, to avail of those terms and conditions, including my pension rights.
So, Jim, why should Sylvia not go on strike if someone has moved the goalposts in terms of her terms and conditions?
Well, first of all, as she said herself, she's got a job, and she opted to go in to the public sector. Now, if every worker in Northern Ireland decided to do that, move from the private sector into the public sector, what would happen?
Yes, but the point
now,
is that...
She made a statement that she blames the banks. The banks are only a certain percentage to blame.
Who's the other percentage?
So hold on, let me just finish there. I let you talk, so you let me talk. The one thing that we're forgetting, there's a lot of countries that 10 years ago weren't doing as good as GB were. Now, all of a sudden, these companies have passed GB's figures. We've got to take that into mind, so we have. Could I just use an example? I had a friend who worked for Mackey's. He was an international fitter, which meant he travelled the world setting up the machines that Mackey's made, the looms and things. And I remember one night he said to me, we are cutting our own throat. And I said, what do you mean? He says, in 5 years' time, these companies that are on the breadline now will be producing goods at a quarter of the price that we can produce at, and we'll be out of jobs. And I think those words have come true. We live in a global economy now, and we have to think globally. That's all I have to say.
Sylvia, the last day of action, were you involved in that as well? Do you reach the point where you feel, what's the point? And do you get the sense from the people that you talk to? Because there does seem to be almost as far as Jim has maybe highlighted a little bit, that there seems to be not as much sympathy from those working in the private sector for your action. I mean, is that what would you sense in terms of when you're the people you bump into?
I, Joel, wouldn't expect sympathy from the private sector. As I say, I am a realist. I do appreciate the situation they're in regarding low pensions or whatever. But like I say, you know, I have to worry about, if you like, my situation. And my situation is that I'm a public sector worker and my pension and my wages are being affected by something that's totally beyond my control.
Mm.
I do feel it is 100% the banker's fault. Government's fault. You know, it's not anything that we as public servants have done.
Sylvia, thanks for calling this morning. Thanks also to Jim.